Mississippi's 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right, here we are tonight, and excited to be here as always. I'm Mama Mac, along with my co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni. Are you glad to be here?
I am so thrilled to be here.
I got to tell them what happened to us last week, Bobby.
What happened?
Dr. Angel and I were on the way to record, right? Because we knew the storm was coming in bad. It was a bad hurricane last week, folks. And not a bad hurricane, but a hurricane. And anyway, we were stuck. We were flooded. You flooded out, didn't you?
On
the way here. And we had to use a rerun because, That's good. Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like. Yeah. And so we're really glad to be back here live tonight in person, both of us and with our wonderful engineer, Bobby, and just to take phone calls if people call in tonight. It's a great idea if you want to do it, 727-441-3000, or you can text right here to my phone, just sitting here, which is 727-888-4171. If you have comments, questions, or want to be involved in tonight's show. So, Dr. Angel, we are live, and we're excited because now it's only been a couple months, but we are 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay area, not just 1340 AM any longer.
That's right.
And we're also
104.3 out in Dade City. Five stations total of the Tantalk Radio Network.
Five stations total. And two of them FM, correct?
Two FMs, three AMs.
AMs, that's right. So 104.3 FM in the Dade City Wesley Chapel, North Tampa area. Mm-hmm. 106.1 right here in Central Pinellas.
Clearwater, St. Pete.
Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lower Tampa. Yeah, it's a big area, Tampa Bay. It is a huge area.
Yeah.
So anyway, wherever you are, we're glad you're listening to us tonight. This is a show called Go Yard, and it's all about hitting a home run in life and succeeding when there are times in our life where we just feel like we're down for the count. We're going to talk about that tonight.
Yes, we are.
Dr. Angel, being down for the count. And you know what next week is, Dr. Angel? And I bet Bobby does not know. So get ready for some celebration type stuff there. What is it next week?
Oh, next week is our 2-year anniversary.
Woo! Can you believe that?
Feels like just yesterday we started the show.
Totally crazy, isn't it? It's our 2-year anniversary. We're going to have a special show. We're going to do some great things on that show. We want you to remember to tune in, tell people about it. Of course, we always air 6:06 p.m. right here, Eastern Standard Time, live in the Tampa Bay area. Then our shows are picked up on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. So if you missed this show or part of it, if you have a friend you want to have them listen, go to StarcomRadioNetwork.com, noon Eastern on Saturday, and on Sunday, and the podcast, Bobby.
Yes, and that will be your first anniversary show on FM stations, I believe, now.
Yes, it will.
It will be, absolutely, yes. Because you know what happened last year on our anniversary show, Bobby?
Yep, here we go. We got to tell it every time, I guess.
We got to tell it. I mean, this is the second or third time I've told it recently, but Dr. Angel got stuck in traffic.
I did. There was a bad accident. Closed down three major roads.
She didn't listen to Tantalk traffic update.
Right. She was coming from work, and we're starting our anniversary show, and no Dr. Angel, just me. And so I happened to grab somebody who walked in the door, and we ended up, I think you got here eventually, didn't you?
I did. I was about 30 minutes late.
Yeah, but you got here for part of it. So, yeah, we got to talk about it every year. So, last week, the storm. Next week, nothing's stopping us, right? From
That's
having
right.
a great second anniversary show on Go Yard. There you go. We invite people to like us on Facebook. Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, like us on Facebook. That's Go Yard 1340.
That's right. On Facebook, so go there and like us. And if you want to email any questions, we're going to have the Q&A show 2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks, so yes, email, text, get us your questions.
Yes, because we will go through and look for the wackiest. No, no, but we want you to send in your questions. And we love to answer those on our Q&A shows, which happen every 3 or 4 months. So that is 2 weeks from tonight, so we got a lot going on this show, Dr. Angel. And you being a licensed mental health counselor, PhD. You work every day with foster families. You have multiple numbers of people under you as counselors. And, you know, I think your expertise speaks for itself. And so, you know, we aren't doing these shows just for having a great time, which we always do have a great time.
We do have a great time.
We do. But we want to make a difference, don't we? We want to make a difference in people's lives. Why? Why do we want to do that? What's wrong with us that we want to do that?
Oh, I know. We're just, you know, I see a lot of people every day and they get stuck.
Right.
They get stuck in life's ruts and they're not quite sure how to get out of it or how to move forward. Or sometimes they lose their hope or they lose their vision or they lose their dream. And we don't want to see people like that.
Right.
And so that's our heart of the show is helping people just get unstuck.
Get unstuck.
And start moving one step in front
that's
of the
right.
other. Makes a big difference.
And there are so many topics we've covered in 23 months, almost 24 months. And they're on our website, which there are still probably a lot of them here on the podcast here at www.tantalk1340.com. A lot of them on the Go Yard web podcast. But on our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G, I'll get that right here in a minute. They can go and listen to a bunch. And why would they even want to do that before we start this topic tonight? Tell us that.
Well, we have covered a lot of topics. And maybe when we were covering that topic, it didn't mean anything to you. And you kind of just listened and let it go. And now maybe you're in that situation. And so that's the cool thing about this is that they're archived. And you can go back and catch those shows, their title, when you're dealing with that issue in your life. So it means something to you in that moment.
It does. So, and sometimes we've done series. We've done series on addiction. We've done series on parenting. We've done
relationships, marriage,
yes,
kids,
domestic violence, all kinds of things. It's all there. So go there and avail yourself on our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. All right. So tonight we are talking about, what's the topic?
Ooh, I love this topic.
You actually invented the title, so we got to
I didn't invent it. It's a catchy phrase.
But you came up with
it
for this
show. We did write a show around this title. When life gives you lemons, we're going to make some lemonade.
There you go. All right. And let's talk about those lemons, because a lot of times we run into, especially it seems like in this day and age, in our culture and in the United States and around the world, because of some awful tragedies and because of a lot of events, that there's some real pessimism, there's real tiredness, there's fatigue, there's weariness as far as the future and worriedness, I'd say.
I agree with you. And I think our culture has really made life a little more challenging for us in a lot of aspects. We are on the go 24/7 kind of generation. We are connected and tied to our jobs, to our kids, to technology. And, you know, many jobs are wanting you to answer those weekend emails now because everyone's work emails are in their phones and those calls from customers or clients that come through. And so we really have lost that ability to take downtime.
It's true.
And so when we don't have downtime and then now we have something unexpected and negative coming towards us, we don't have sometimes that energy or those resources just to handle it, and we get buried so quickly.
And you would say then that downtime, rest, do you want to amplify on what downtime is? I know the term, but maybe some people aren't familiar with that term.
Well, and the downtime is just the time we personally take to kind of renew ourselves. So, yeah, it includes our rest. It includes fun. It includes hobbies. It can include, you know, cultivating personal relationships, you know. And so often we just have people pulling and expecting something from us in every aspect of our lives, and we don't get enough of that downtime.
Right, because it's in that downtime that we get strength. So we're going to talk about the negatives first and kind of, you know, maybe give our audience something to think about here about some of the things maybe going on in their lives. Maybe they don't think right now that some of their situations are lemons, so to speak, you know?
You know, and when I think of the term lemon, it's kind of a cute phrase, but when I think of it, I kind of think of the things that we experienced that we had little or no control over.
Okay, good definition.
You know, sometimes we go through negative things and they were a result of choices we've made, and they're kind of the outcome of that. But lemons are kind of those things that come at us that we weren't expecting and we don't have a lot of control over.
Right.
Like coming into work and finding out they just downsized your department and now they want you to take a 30% pay cut. Or they're releasing you.
Right.
Wasn't something you expected. And that just happened to a few people that I spoke to in a couple weeks ago.
Wow,
and it
really?
Really sucker punched them. Or coming home and your husband or your wife is like, yeah, I'm moving out.
Right.
That's a lemon.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Or finding out that, you know, your teenage daughter is doing activities that are devastating to you. Maybe drugs, maybe, you know, sexually active or whatever it is. But those are some of those lemons that hit us, and they hit us hard.
And a lot of times they're so unexpected. They're coming from left field, so to speak, right?
Right. We're kind of chugging on, doing our thing, living our life, you know, trying to put our foot forward. And then, boom, this lemon appears in our life.
Right. And so often, you said a minute ago, they are unexpected things. They are just things that happen to all of us, but a lot of times we're not prepared for those eventualities, are we?
We aren't prepared, and they can come from all kinds of sources. It can come from relationships, jobs, natural. I mean, last week I had a little lemon hit me when I lost power for 24 hours.
Oh.
Lost the whole refrigerator worth of food. I mean, that was an expense I wasn't expecting.
Were there any lemons in your... No.
There wasn't lemons in my fridge. But the truth
Same thing
is,
happened to me 15 hours, though. You got me beat for 24 hours. That was.
But those are the
awful
things that happen, and those are the lemons we're talking about tonight.
And I remember the feeling last week when I lost power for 15 hours. And honestly, I can't remember the last time I lost power. Maybe for a flicker or an hour, and it was back. But this was pretty like, whoa. It kind of catches you off guard. You don't expect it. I had not charged my phone the night before like I normally do.
That's what happened to me.
And here we go. You know, you wake up, oh my gosh, I have work to do. I have no computer, can't do that. No phone, really, because I had such limited amount of power left in it. And it does put you in a bad mood. I experienced a feeling of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I've got all this has to be done. People are expecting answers on deals and da-da-da-da-da. Couldn't do a thing. Paralyzed.
It does paralyze you.
I felt paralyzed, Dr. Angel.
And that's what a lemon does. It does paralyze you. Now, our storm lemon was very short term.
Yes, it was.
But still, like a week in that, I might spend, you know, doing fun household chores and things that I need to get caught up with. I was spending cleaning floodwaters out of my garage and things that... So I was already exhausted, and we were already exhausted on energy, and now this happens, and now we have to expend more energy to take care of this while still handling everything else we have going on.
You know, and speaking of, this is a natural disaster type thing, but it seems to me, now you can correct me if I am wrong, but it seems to me like our nation and the world in different isolated places has been having more natural disasters, more tragic events like the shooting in France, et cetera, and here, right here in Orlando. I mean, there's so many tragic things and natural disasters that we've been experiencing over the last couple of years. Am I wrong on that? Or does it seem like it's escalated?
It does feel like we have dealt with a lot more. And you're right. I mean, the earthquake in Italy just a few weeks ago, floods in Louisiana now.
Yeah.
You know, we got hit, you know. And so those things happen, and you really can't prepare a lot for it. We don't usually, lemons, we don't have a lot of foreknowledge that's going to happen the way it's going to happen. And it devastates us in those moments that we're going through, whatever that limit. Some of them are long term. You may walk in the doctor's office and your limit may be you have a cancer diagnosis.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and so that's not what you were expecting. And right. Now it's going to change your life in some aspect.
Absolutely. And you know, that is, I'm glad you brought that up because I've dealt with that recently with some friends and family. And when that kind of thing happens, it is totally unnerving. It is totally upsetting. And you're just like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Not me. Surely this is, it's almost that word we use, surreal.
Yes.
You want to define surreal?
Well, that's kind of where you are like stepping out of your own body and looking down on it because right. You're not feeling it. It's kind of just, it's happening, but you kind of disconnect yourself a little bit and that's surreal. You're like, you're shutting down because it's a lot to cope with at one time.
Right, exactly. And so we acknowledge that there's a lot of natural disasters, a lot of tragic events, a lot of illness, a lot of awful stuff going on in people's lives. I think we need to acknowledge that. You know, there are some people that say, oh, no, everything's fine. Well, maybe they haven't been touched by tragedy. Maybe they right. haven't been touched by severe pain in your family or some losing a loved one or a child or whatever the case may be. Once that happens, doesn't it change you forever, Doctor?
It does
whatever that
us.
Event. I know my 15 hours without power was not, you know, a life-changing event, but it did cause me to appreciate my electricity more than ever.
Well, and that's the thing with lemons. So they can set us back.
Right.
So we have some that are setbacks, like the temporary ones, like the storms and some things. Sometimes jobs are a setback until we can get another one and get back on track. And sometimes they're lifelong lemons.
Right.
And so what do we do with this?
Right.
You know, we have goals. We have dreams. We have things going on we want to get to. And now we have this lemon. We're exhausted. We're tired because we're just trying to maintain life.
Right.
And we have this big thing to deal with.
And it can be so overwhelming. I heard somebody say yesterday that he said to me, I am overwhelmed by life. I have this to do, that to do, and I won't go into who it was or what all the things were. But it was a litany of things that were so overwhelming to this individual. Maybe they wouldn't have been that overwhelming to another person, but to this person they were. And you could see the sadness basically all over this person, like, I don't know what to do. And it was almost like he was not even motivated to start doing anything because it was too overwhelming. Do you know what I'm saying?
That happens a lot, and it kind of paralyzes us.
Doesn't it?
And it does. So when lemons happen, you know, we may feel confused. Like, why is this happening, and why me? And, you know, we're kind of looking for that answer. Why?
Right.
You know, that confusion, or the confusion is, how do I make the stopper go away, or what
right.
do I do? We may feel withdrawn, like nobody's going to understand.
Right.
So we kind of pull away sometimes when we're going through those
things. Okay, let's talk about that, because I believe this individual has done that very thing. And I have seen that in people through the years, that when life seems so overwhelming, I guess it's depression, I would imagine, Doctor. You can...
Well, that's a form of depression when they start shutting down, kind
shutting
of, and
down.
Withdrawing and
right.
pulling in. And that's kind of what leads into that depressive state if it continues. Sometimes
right.
it's temporary and it's a few days until we can kind of process what just
right.
happened. But if it's continuing on, it's leading us into that depressive state.
Right, exactly.
And depression is definitely something that we can deal with when we're hit with lemons in life.
Right.
Because it does overwhelm our systems, our resources, us.
You mentioned an example earlier about the spouse that comes home and finds out the relationship is over, or, you know, the teenager that is caught, you know, in a terrible life crisis or whatever the case may be. We aren't taking these things lightly.
No.
And we know our audience is not. They are devastating. And would you agree that it's good to acknowledge how devastating it is? Or would you be
Absolutely.
One of those doctors that says, put your head in the sand and act like it's not happening?
We need to acknowledge it. And that's going to be part of making that lemonade from it. Is
okay.
First, we need to acknowledge this
right.
happened.
I agree.
And it stinks. And it's hard.
Right.
And if it's acknowledging it to ourselves, maybe it's acknowledging it to somebody we trust in our life. But we do need to acknowledge it and put words to it. When we stuff it down, we're making herself more vulnerable for those negative things like depression and anxiety and all that to stay with us, which isn't going to help us find resources to get through it.
I agree. But I've known a lot of people in my life who the way they handle adversity, mm-hmm. tragedy, bad diagnosis or whatever is to basically put on a happy face. But it's like a mask. It's not real because they're hurting, but mm-hmm. they can't talk about it and acknowledge it. And in a way, and I want your opinion on this, it seems like if they were to acknowledge it, it would be a sign of weakness. And I've known a lot of people like that through the years.
Absolutely. Some people take that stance. And that's not what we want us to do.
It could be. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
That's not what we need to do to live that go-yard life. Because if we're stuffing it, if we're feeling right. shame or embarrassment or we think we're weak, we're human.
Right.
We're limited in our capacity of what we can do, of our time, of our resources. We need each other. We need right. help. All of us do. No one can do life by themselves in a vacuum, all alone. We weren't made to
we
do
really
that.
We really weren't made to do that, were we? I mean, people that actually go out and become hermits or something like that, usually I would think, I'm just guessing, maybe you've studied hermits. I don't know, doctor, but I would think that they, generally speaking, have had some life tragedies that have overwhelmed them to the point that they have withdrawn to that extent.
And they're usually people who have really severe mental health issues.
Yeah, right.
Because that's what happens when we stay in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it just makes us more vulnerable for that. You know, there was a quote, Winston Churchill is credited for saying, when you're going through hell, keep going.
I like that.
Because what happens is when we get these lemons, we stop.
Right.
And that's it. We're like, now we're in quicksand. So right. if we're not going to keep going, if you keep going, you're going to get through.
Right.
Life may look different, but there is a through. But if you don't and you stop, you're going to start getting drawn under like the quicksand and you're going to start sinking.
I got to quote something from the 23rd Psalm right here.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And it is those times when we can even be facing death. We can even be facing terrible chemo treatments or whatever, or financial bankruptcy or whatever. But I like what you just said, because I like that quote from Winston Churchill. It correlates with the Bible right there.
There you go.
You know, walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Going through.
You know, going through it. But so often people have a mindset, and that's why we're doing this show tonight, to help people. They have a mindset that it's never going to change. It's like that old thing of, oh my, I'm in this and I'm never coming out. They can't picture themselves coming out. And that's one reason we are doing the show. A wise old lady said to me once, years ago, a pastor's wife, this too shall pass.
That is true.
That's helped me very much through life when I'm going through hard times.
Absolutely. And one thing to keep in mind is, you know, through doesn't mean it's going to go back to the way it was before the lemon or this tragedy happened.
Oh, that's a good point.
Through may mean our life looks a lot different, but right. through is getting on the other side of this.
Exactly. We're going to talk about how to do that.
All right.
We've identified the problem. Let's talk about what we can do about it. We're glad you're joining us tonight on Go Yard. We'll be right back. Listen to this music. Neo, that's right.
Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, makes you a fighter. All right, I love that.
You know, that's one of my favorite quotes that comes from Nietzsche. But I have to say, when I've changed it a little bit, it's what kills you, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger if you let it.
If you let it.
Because it can make you weaker if you let it.
If you let it. This is the part of the show where you have an opportunity to call in and ask about your specific situation right now. We want to help you. Dr. Angel wants to help you. And the number is 727-441-3000. We'll take your calls and or your texts. So if you'd rather text, you can text directly to my phone with your question, and that is 727-888-4171. All right, Dr. Angel, I think we've set up the problem. We've set up the situation, the lemons that happen in our lives, oftentimes unexpectedly. We're sailing along pretty good and a storm comes up.
Yes, it does.
And sometimes those storms can threaten to send us overboard.
Yes, it can.
You know?
Absolutely. And they blindside us. Oh. And they definitely can change things. And so one of the things, if we're wanting to take those negative things and start working towards the lemonade, making something positive from that, is our perspective.
Yes.
And there's, you know, generally two types of perspectives we can have. We can have that pessimistic perspective, you know, where you're tending to see things will be in the worst case scenario. You're
right.
Thinking the bad is going to happen. You're expecting it. You're looking for it. That's what happens to people who get stuck with the lemons, and they stay stuck with lemons, is that's kind of the view that they're looking at it.
I was working on a real estate deal today, and something happened in the deal where we were real close, and then the buyer just walked away, okay? Just walked away from the negotiation. And I wrote the email to my seller, and she goes, that figures.
Because she's expecting the negative to happen.
That was her response. That figures. Because we've had other situations on her piece of land is difficult or whatever, but just the same, we were close, and her response was one that gave me some insight, you know?
It gives you a lot of insight. In fact, I hear a lot of times people come up and talk to me, oh, the bad things always happen to me, or I'm the bad magnet. If it's going to go wrong, it's going to be because of me. You know,
oh,
I'm
going to experience it. Yes.
Yes, you will, because that's what you're looking for.
And we've often talked on this show over the 2 years that what comes out of our mouth has a great deal to do with what is our outcome in a given situation.
Absolutely, it does.
So we talked in the first half hour here about acknowledging the problem, not burying it, not put your head in the sand, not saying that's not really happening. Denial isn't.
We can't deny it. We have to look at the lemon, acknowledge we have a lemon.
Right.
Process how bad it stinks to have this lemon.
Yeah, I bet you were thinking, yeah, I do have floodwaters in my garage, right? As you were sweeping, right? You didn't say, no, it looks dry out there to me.
No, absolutely not. And so we need to look at it and we need to process it. Sometimes we need to grieve because that lemon's going to change the way our life is lived.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, so it's that perspective. And then there's the optimistic perspective. That's the perspective of no matter what's going on, we still feel hopeful in our future.
Right.
We're looking for hope.
Right.
Hope can come from, that comes from our perspective of no matter what happens negatively, hope can be found in everything we go through.
Right.
But we have to look for the hope.
Right.
And so,
we have to want it, doctor, because I think a lot of people get down in the trench there. And they're so down and discouraged and depressed about whatever it is that's going on that it becomes comfortable. It becomes their comfort zone. I've seen this with people through the years. And it's woe is me, you know, all of that.
True. And so that's when we're getting stuck in the lemons. When we're woe is me for a long period of time. Now, we can process it and we can feel sorry for ourselves. We need it kind of. That's kind of that process of grieving something, because there's a loss in this at some level. Sometimes it's a forever loss. Sometimes it's a temporary loss, but there's some kind of loss.
Right.
And we do need to acknowledge that, but we got to move on from that as well.
It's the moving on from that I think a lot of people struggle with. You being a counselor, you've had to help people get out of that. Give us some ideas.
Absolutely. And so some of the things we do is we kind of challenge beliefs. Because I'm a belief challenger. So when they tell me the bad things always happen to me. You know what? List me every bad thing that's happened to you. And then we'll challenge it by finding the good things that's happened, because they've overlooked those good things. They're there. Yeah. They just need someone to kind of go in with the flashlight and put some light on those good things.
So you actually ask them to list the bad things?
Sometimes I'm like, all right, give me the list of all your bad things. Not that I'm not acknowledging it, they didn't experience negative things, but I'm trying to help them look at their perspective and see the reality of where they are. Because most everyone has a lot of positive and some negative, and some have a lot of negative and not a lot of positive, but they're still positives.
Sure, right.
And they just can't see that.
So when you challenge their beliefs and they are saying, no, oh, this is horrible and whatever.
Oh, yes.
Do you have an example you can give our audience?
I definitely get looks like I have 16 heads, and they're like, wait, why would you want me to tell you all the negative? Let's go through it. Let's get through all this negative stuff, because you're hanging on to this. This is your perspective. This is your view. This is your glasses. We got to deal with this.
Right, right.
And so it's kind of helping to put the flashlight on those positives
and help them
see that there is a balance. It may not be perfectly balanced, but there is some balance of positives and negatives we experience.
Okay.
And so that's that whole perspective, which is really important when we're going through lemons in life.
Right. Perspective being how you see it, right?
How we're looking at it.
What kind of glasses you're looking through. I'm looking through bifocals.
I'm progressive, so
mine are progressive, too. But I mean, so I have to tilt my head, you know, a certain way, right? But it is how you look through that, through how you're seeing it. That makes total difference, doesn't it?
It really does make a difference.
I don't like to walk around the house even without my glasses. I'm so used to it. You know what I mean?
Me too.
You get used to it, that. Yeah,
you do. And that's what happens with a pessimistic view, because we get used to seeing everything negative that we lose sight of the positive. And
so
helping find that balance and looking at perspective is a helpful thing.
Right.
So that's one way we can start making lemonades. The next thing is start really developing our support system. If we have a support system, we need to lean on that support system during lemon times.
Yes, but how about the person who says, I don't want anybody to know what I'm going through. I don't want anybody to know how bad this diagnosis was. Or I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. Or I don't want anybody to know that I'm losing my house or whatever the case may be. That's private. I don't want anybody to know how bad things. What do you do with a person like that that is so into their situation that they absolutely feel totally humiliated, I guess, by it? Or
and that happens, and that can happen.
Maybe that's not the right word.
Yeah, it's shame. It's shame.
Shame. Yeah.
Well, some of the things we do, some things that we go through, we just can't keep hidden. If your house is in foreclosure, it's going back to that bank, and everyone is going to know. And so sometimes just kind of putting a reality check on it. You know,
right.
I used to work in teen pregnancy, and you know, that they would want to hide their pregnancy. I'm like, yeah, this is not going to stay hidden too long. You will show when people will know. And this is not a secret we can keep hidden under wraps. Wait,
exactly.
So sometimes just the nature of what we're going through is going to get exposed. People will know.
And some people that are extremely ill, it will show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
So sometimes I will challenge them to join an anonymous support group.
Oh, that's excellent
so
idea.
So then it's not exposing them to their people where they have that shame. But giving them someone who has a common experience so they can see they're not in it alone. I have someone who can understand what I'm going through, and maybe someone who might be a step further than I am in this and have something that can help me.
Many years ago, I had to deal with one of my children who was having an addiction problem as a teenager. And it progressed and got worse over a period of years. And a lot of things happened that were awful and painful and whatever. But I came to a point in my life, even though I was a pastor and did a lot of counseling, where I realized that I needed to talk about this pain in a setting where people didn't know that I was a pastor. didn't even know my name, you know, nothing like that. Or that I was a realtor. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anybody to know who I was, really. But I wanted to be able to cry, to let it out, the frustration, the pain. And a good counselor friend of mine said, you've got to go to Al-Anon. And I went, and I started going, and I did not tell anybody there my occupation. I did not tell them even the name, they don't even ask for your last name anyway, you know, it's your first name, whatever. But I tell you what, Dr. Angel, that experience over a period of a couple years helped me tremendously, even though I was a counselor counseling people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It was like admitting, yeah, I have a need here to let this out. My frustration, my pain, my anger, my helplessness. I needed to talk about all that.
And no human is immune from that need.
You know, I remember the first few meetings I went to, I just sat and cried.
I bet.
Because it was so painful and it was so disastrous what was going on to my child and as a result of her behavior. And it was very difficult for me, but it was one of the best things I could have ever done. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I know what you're saying. And that's what I want to encourage our listeners to do. So if you feel like you can't share with people in your life,
right,
there are so many different kinds of support groups that are anonymous, that go by first name, that
you can even go give them a name that isn't yours.
You can even make up a name, because it's all about
right,
being able to let it out,
yes,
and get support from someone, you know. And you know, the house foreclosure thing is definitely something that brings a lot of shame to people.
It does. Yeah.
But if we don't put words and try to get help, there are help resources that can save it. There are programs,
yes,
that people can get involved in, and they don't know they're there.
Right.
Until they start reaching out. And sometimes it's too late.
Yes.
And had they started reaching out in the beginning of that process, they could have stopped that process from happening. And so it's really important for us to reach into a support. If it's our own support system of our family and our friends that we can trust, or if it's finding those anonymous support systems, or if it's just going to a professional counselor who has to keep your secret, you know, so that you can process it, you need to be able to process this.
So back to the beginning of the show, you got to acknowledge the lemons,
yes,
right? And then in order to not go down this awful, awful rabbit hole into depression, discouragement, defeat, and just give up and, you know, get in bed and put the covers up over your head and forget it. I mean, you gotta get some help.
We do. And, you know, we may not have been able to control the lemon.
Right.
Most of the time we
did. Usually we didn't. We couldn't.
We can control our response to this lemon.
Right.
And that's where connecting with that support system,
yes,
is so important. Whatever that support system is for you.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be an Al-Anon meeting or something like that. It can be a friend that listens, correct?
Absolutely. It's anything that's providing you support. So you can use your friends and family. You could use anonymous supports. You can use professional supports.
You can use your dog.
Well, not really, because your dog's not going to be able to give you some strength. It'll help you vent, but
right,
and okay, they will keep your secret.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
In the long run, the purpose is,
yes,
getting something we can lean on a little bit.
And some feedback from it.
Feedback.
Reassurance. You're going to be okay. That's why that wise old lady who's gone now, she was an elderly lady and I was very young, said, "This too shall pass." And I have never forgotten that moment, her standing in my living room and looking me in the eye and saying that. And it changed my perspective on what I was going through.
Absolutely. Because what we're feeling in the moment feels like nothing is, it just, it's devastating. It just, you can't see through it sometimes. And so knowing that there is a through, so I take some deep breaths, and there's some things that I can help get to that through, whatever that through is for the situation. And so that support system, super important. So acknowledging
important,
it, developing or growing your support system, leaning on it and actually using it is really important. Tell people what you need.
Right.
It's okay to use your words. You need to use your words and tell them what you
need.
There
we go again. Use your words. All right.
I know. That's my thing. You know, a lot of times we have to kind of reexamine our priorities when the lemons happen.
Oh, that's a good way.
It's true.
To look at this.
Yes. Because now we're going to have to put energy and time and effort into this lemon to get through it.
Right.
We were already exhausted of energy and strength living life. And so we might have to reexamine some priorities. And it's totally fine to do that. Maybe We don't keep the kids in after sports right now because I don't have the extra time to drive here and there because I really need to work on what this lemon is in my life or whatever it is that we need to do to kind of re-examine this. Does it mean our priorities can't go back if we resolve the lemon? Sure they can. But in this moment, we kind of need to look at what's the most important things we need to be doing and expending energy on.
And that goes back to the thing of not being ashamed, whether it's your house, your boat, your car, or something you might be losing, or a marriage, a relationship, or whatever the case may be, is to really try your best to just face it, right? And not hide behind the shame of it.
No, not hide behind the shame of it. We have to face it. We have to acknowledge it. We have to start that support system. And then we're going to have to look at our priorities because our energies is limited.
Right.
And when things happen that overwhelm our system, we're going to have less energy to deal with what we have to deal with. So we're going to have to, some things are going to have to sit on a back burner for a bit while we are working through this.
Yeah.
And so people who try to do it all can't, and they get really overwhelmed, and then they quit and give up and feel hopeless. And then they set in with depressive symptoms.
Exactly. So define do it all.
Well, I'm going to handle this lemon and I'm going to keep my life going full speed ahead.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Or
I'm going to do it by myself. I'm not letting my friends and family know what's going on.
Right.
I'm just going to do it.
Or they put up a pretense that everything still is the same. And maybe the husband or the wife has moved out or...
And I've seen many families do that.
I have too, and that's why I bring it up. Because it's so shameful or it's so humiliating to them that they're going to... It's almost like the Scarlett O'Hara thing, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
True.
Mañana.
These are the things with we may want to wait till tomorrow, to start. We need to process the grief.
Right, sure, of course.
But yes. We need to deal with it so we can move forward. So that... whole priority thing, we're going to need to look at where is our priorities? Where can we readjust this so that we can deal with this situation? And so that's helping us turn it into some lemonade because we're taking back our power, first of all.
Absolutely.
Now, these are the things I can control. Mm-hmm. These are the things I have power over. And maybe it's I need to get information.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point right there. The figuring out what you can control and not go with that.
Absolutely. I can control.
Ta-da. Thank you, Bobby.
Maybe there might be resources out there that can help me. Maybe I need information. You know, if I walked into work and I lost my job, well, what resources can help me get another one? Is there job fairs? You know, those are taking your power back from a powerless situation.
Right.
And there's always things that we can do to kind of help take that step forward. Whatever. If it's a medical diagnosis, finding out different treatment strategies or options that we have or, we need to find that information, and that's right. Our power.
Right.
Sometimes somebody may know it. Sometimes it's getting on the internet and kind of Googling wild stuff to try and figure out how
and
we can help ourselves.
Isn't that a wonderful resource now?
It is.
I mean, WebMD, I've heard so many people say they go there and they use that resource. But we do have more resources now than we did 15, 20 years ago.
We do. I know. There's a lot of power in getting on the internet and kind of, if you're... job fairs and a bunch will pop up in your area and you'll know there are ways to help you do your resume or whatever it is you're needing to do to get back to where you to get through this.
Right.
There are some great resources. And so that information is part of our empowerment. So
right.
We need to start looking for that information. If it's looking for that support group or if it's looking for sources to help us, cultivating social relationships, even if we're not telling people, if we feel shame and we're not ready to share this with our friends and family, we can still bring those relationships and cultivate some of those supports because they can be a support even when they're not sure what's going on in our lives.
Explain that.
Well, having people there that just knows I have someone who is there for me. They may not know exactly what I'm going through, but maybe we can tell, it's just kind of difficult right now. And so having some of that support of just maybe someone's praying for you or maybe they bring you a dinner or something that can offer those little tokens of support.
That's excellent. Excellent. Without even having to tell everything that's going on.
And you don't have to. I always tell everybody, you say who, you say when, you say how much. That's your information.
Whoa, whoa, go back over that. That is good. That's good. But Bobby didn't get to the bell in on that one.
That's a lot of bells for that.
I know. Let's do that again, doctor. Let's look at that again. Say that again.
So when we're going through something, we get to say who we share that information to. We get to decide when we decide to share that information
right.
And how much information that we want to give. And so that's something we control, and I have power over the who, what, and how much. So you say who, you say when, you say how much. And so I may not have to tell you anything more than this is just a difficult time. Maybe I could just use, could you pick the kids up from soccer practice?
Right.
They may not know that your husband just walked out the door. They may not know you just lost your job, or they may not know you just got this terrible medical diagnosis because you're not ready for that yet.
Right.
And so, but you can still have support without having to share the whole story.
Right. Good.
Which is helpful. Sometimes people find their purpose and calling through these lemons.
Oh, now that is a very positive thing about making lemonade out of lemons.
And I can tell, and I can't even tell you the number of people who have gone through something extremely difficult, and somewhere in there, there was a purpose in their life and a calling for their life. If it was the woman whose husband walked out and left her with five babies and no job, and then she had to learn how to get through that, and she's walking in and helping other women get through that.
Right.
Or, you know, the person who experienced a rape and they're going in and working, you know, volunteering in a crisis center or taking calls or whatever. Sometimes when we go through these, it gives us extra tools.
It does.
Because we had to get through.
Yes.
And we want to empower people around us with those tools.
Right.
And so it can help give us some purpose and calling in our life.
Absolutely. Wow.
It doesn't mean your life is defined by that, but it can give you some purpose and calling.
Right. Absolutely. And when people take those kinds of difficult life events and turn them into a way to serve others, that's what I hear you saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But so often, Doctor, my experience has been that doesn't happen in very many cases. Am I wrong?
Not enough cases. It does happen, but not enough of the time. And, you know, it's sad because we might be two steps ahead of somebody else hitting the same thing. And so when we keep it hidden, we're robbing ourselves of the opportunity to empower someone else and help them.
Exactly.
And we're robbing ourselves of the opportunity to move forward in our own journey. And so sometimes when we can talk about it or share, especially like in support groups or things like that, it gives us an opportunity. I might not have gotten through it, but I might be two steps ahead, and I might have a tool that could help you. And so that gives it purpose.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you the number of times in those Al-Anon meetings that I went to, well, for a couple years pretty steady, and then every once in a while when I felt like I needed a tune-up. But, you know, those meetings when I would hear somebody tell a story that sounded like it was my story, you know, my daughter, my situation, and it did help. I got to say, it did make me feel better that I wasn't the only one going through this.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, Doctor, when we're going through some tragedy like this or tragic event in the family, we feel like somehow we caused it. Do you want to address that?
Oh, absolutely. We can feel like we've caused it either overtly or covertly. You know, sometimes what if I took a different route to work and I didn't get in the accident, and,
right,
you know, my car is totaled and now I have all this money, whatever. We can take over responsibility for things, and so sometimes just things happen.
Right.
Things just happen. Life is going to happen. We're gonna have negative things. Sometimes they're a result of our decisions. Sometimes it's just life.
Right.
And so kind of stepping back and being able to invest in move forward ourselves. And so building that support can happen as we take a few steps forward and can help hold someone's hand or just give them a tool to share with them.
Right.
Because that's empowering and making a positive, that lemonade, come from that negative experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And some of the amazing things that happen when we go through is personal growth. We're growing as a person.
Oh, absolutely we are. Whether we know it or not, and a lot of times we don't know it, and we don't even see it.
You don't see
Somebody else sees it in us. Wow, you're a little more peaceful than you used to be. Or
absolutely.
How are you handling this? This is awful, you know?
And we don't usually see it ourselves, and we're starting to grow. So we are becoming wiser. Maybe we've learned how to find supports. Maybe we've learned how to, you know, deepen our support system, but we're becoming wiser from this experience.
Right.
Maybe we were able to identify how this happened and how to try to prevent it, something like this, from happening again. But we can become wiser. We can definitely become stronger.
Right.
And the amazing thing that happens is as we go through, it helps us to better cope with the next negative event that happens
to
us.
Absolutely.
Because now I have some tools, some success, whatever through is. I got through it. My life may look completely different, but I'm through.
Right.
And now something else is going to happen negative because that's life.
Right.
And I have some tools I can lean on to take the next negative event in my life.
Absolutely. That's great. And, you know, when we have that approach to life that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. I'm going to survive this, you know, and that you're not the only one going through a hard time, dear listeners, because that's just common to the human experience is what I hear you saying. And yes, I agree is. From my life experience. Sometimes marriages don't work out. Sometimes kids disappoint. Sometimes somebody dies. It's close to you that it just breaks your heart, but you have to go on, you know?
Correct. And so we can go on and let go through, process it, and gain so much in the process as we go forward. And it's kind of funny because sometimes I'll joke when life is, I'm having a bunch of lemons get thrown at me at once, and I'm like, oh, well, here I grow again, because
that's right.
I know through this, yes, there's going to be positives, yes, and there's going to be, yes, something on the other side, and that's what keeps me pushing through it.
Oh, how true. So very
don't
true.
Don't always like the growth process. It's not fun or pleasant, but it's life. And no matter who you are, how rich you are, how, you know, religious you are, how whatever you are, you're going to have negative things happen.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's immune to life happening. That's exactly right. So let's sum all that up, doctor. We got to acknowledge it. I heard you saying that. Acknowledge it. Don't bury your head in the sand and ignore it, whatever the lemon is.
Absolutely. We have to look at that perspective that we have.
Right.
Because no matter what it is we're going through, there is a way to look forward, and there's a way to look hopeful and towards our future.
Yes.
We need to build up that support system. So if that's a close family or friend, we can tell as much or as little as we want.
Right.
Of what we're going through. It may be anonymous support group type things. It may be a professional support like a therapist or a financial planner,
right,
or something like that to help us get through. Then we need to empower ourselves. Information.
Yes.
Do some research. Look at things. Talk to people.
Right.
And get some of that information, because now we're taking back our power. And as we take back our power, we're building our social network. We're building our relationships. We're changing our priorities, because we,
right,
can't do everything at one time. No one can. We're not limitless energy and resources. And so we need to change those priorities a little bit.
Right.
Keep looking forward. And we will grow through that process. You know, look for ways that I can take this and make something good from it. If,
ooh,
it's give a tool to another person, or if it's, you know, just keep pushing forward.
Woo, let's make some lemonade here, folks. And, you know, doctor, this is good stuff. So feel free to tell friends about the Go Yard and to go to our website, goyard2014.org, and listen to past shows. Join us next week for our second year anniversary show, and it's going to be dynamite. This has been very great. A good show. Good show. So tell people this Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, you can listen to the show again. Invite your friends to go to www.starcomradionetwork.com. Go there and listen, or go to the podcast page here at tantalk1340.com. So this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you a lot of good truth tonight on Go Yard. See you next week, gang. Have a great week.
Good night.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.